The National Energy Regulator of South Africa, which sets prices and tariffs for power utility Eskom today, started a series of nationwide public hearings of what South Africans will be paying for electricity. Over the course of 3 weeks, NERSA will hold hearings on what the debt-laden power utility will get to charge for electricity in years ahead and what it could recoup from shortfalls of 2017-2018. Eskom has asked for 45% hike spread over 3 years. We speak with energy expert Ted Blom. Ted, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon.
How important are these hearings, Ted? In other words, can South Africans afford not to give input?
I think they're crucially important. And I don't want to have a sense of self-importance, but if you don't go, you need to send a proxy because this will determine your future. The price increases on the table are not as simple as they look. It's 15% per year for 3 years, plus 4.41% backlog, and plus the new RCA, which is another 10%. So that could be as much as 70% in the next 3 years. And that's enough to kill anybody.
Certainly. So what do you make about this entire structure of how the price here is to increase or the request that is being made from Eskom?
Okay, so we've had a look at the applications and we found them to be defective for various reasons. Eskom hasn't technically complied with the procedures on the one hand. On the other hand, just human consumption or new human rules, Eskom is currently with the board review. It's busy with a presidential review. It's busy with a whole lot of commissions of inquiry. And if all of those people are kind to the South African population and cut the rot, price of electricity should come back to below 40 cents a kilowatt hour. And by giving Eskom a three-year price increase now of 70%, that's going to kill a lot of people in the process waiting for the price decrease. So what I recommended is that keep the status quo, hold off for the increases until all these results are out, and that should be in the next 90 days, and then we can clearly plan forward for the next 3 years or so.
The regulator has in the past at times not granted the full tariff increase Eskom has asked for. What are the chances this time around that they will get the go-ahead?
Okay, so the regulator today was at its best. It's a new trend that started with a new regulatory panel, and they were not taking any nonsense. And I would be surprised if they grant Eskom the 10% RCA increase that Eskom's asking for. The 4.1%, which has already been approved, that obviously can't be reversed at this stage. And then in terms of the 15% that Eskom's asking for the new application, I can foresee that NERSA would be under a lot of pressure to give them any increase.
Now, we know what this would do to the consumers and to people on the street, but will this increase be enough to pull Eskom out of the financial crisis they're currently experiencing? What is Eskom's debt at the moment?
Okay, Eskom's debt is currently 419 billion and scheduled to go up to 650 billion. And yes, you're right. Eskom, as it is, cannot survive on anything less than 25% increase per year. The fact of the matter is, we've got all these commissions of inquiry, we've got a new board, we're supposed to have stopped the corruption, and all those things together to put Eskom on a healthy footing. We can't wait for 12 months for a board to come up with a solution. They're already out of time. They actually had the opportunity. So if drastic action is not implemented and Eskom doesn't get the increase, Eskom is dead in the water, and that'll happen by March.
In terms of load shedding, every time there's a tariff increase, we see a round of load shedding. Are we going to see a round of load shedding this month?
Yes. The load shedding is going to continue for the next 5 years. And that's because Eskom has messed up their coal procurement plan. They don't have long-term new coal mines coming on stream. They need to open 40 new mines. They haven't opened one in the last 10 years. So the fact of the matter is they're out of coal and they're buying from spaza shops along the way. They haven't got reliable coal supply, and the quality is dubious. So I'm expecting intermittent. I can't tell you it's going to be this week or next week or next week after. I'm expecting intermittent but serious coal shortages, and with that will be corresponding load shedding.
While you do mention that that's what we could expect for the next 5 years, but in your observation over the past, has there been some sort of a link between load shedding and electricity increases?
Absolutely. I think Eskom's cried wolf far too many times, and people are now really angry about that. It's very intimidatory.
Is there a chance that Eskom pushes load shedding to force NERSA to approve the requested increase?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bully their way forward, and especially so under the previous regime. I think under the current regime, it's a disparate sort of management team. They haven't actually formed a cohesive force. So we might get intimidating load shedding, we might not. Hopefully the integrity of the new management team is that we're now beyond this intimidation game. And if it does come to the fore, I'll call foul straight away.
Ted, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Hey, man, you're most welcome.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Cheers.
That was Ted Blom, the energy nurse, energy regulator of South Africa, speaking to us about Eskom's preposterous, Eskom's over-the-top requests that could lead to an increase in electricity over the next few years. We would be sitting with a situation of 70% increase, the 45% over 3 years, and then the backlog and another 10% above that. So it will take us to 70%, which would really, really be catastrophical for our country. And let's go for our commercials. And when we come back after that, we talk about ambition and aspirations, considering that we at the doorstep of a new year, what should be our aspirations and ambitions for the new year?